Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because Jim is on the road. Here is what Jim says in a column entitled, How Much Quality? Jim says, Once in my career, a boss told me we were building too much quality into our products. He said we should provide only the quality the customer expects. That might be true if extra quality costs extra expense, which you cannot recover. There is another way to look at this. Automobile quality used to be horrible. If you bought a new car in the early to mid-1970s, you could expect it to have blemishes, if not downright defects, right from the start. The only automobile I ever ordered, a 1973 Camaro, was delivered with a broken shock absorber. Within 2 months, it died because it had a clogged fuel filter from debris left in the tank. The quality of automobiles has improved greatly. Competition, primarily Japanese, forced it. This is the power of quality. Build a better product and you'll beat the competition and high operating margins as well. The quality of air travel is better, too. More flights are on time today than back then. The amenities of the airplanes and the terminals have improved from those of 40 years ago. Where has quality really improved? Fatalities per passenger mile flown have dropped significantly over time and are half the rate of what they were in the 1990s, which in turn were much safer than in the 1970s. Speaking of the 1970s, we are making much better paper than was being made in that time frame as well. Why? Our ability to measure and control paper parameters is far superior to what it was then. For paper buyers to have a quality experience with your company involves much more than just the product. The service before and after the sale are just as important as the product. I have seen business won, lost, and retained, all related to the sales experience, not the product experience. The same is true for all the equipment services related to capital projects.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
CBG.
Morning, Tom. Give me some good news today.
Man, I really wish I could. We've got broken bolts and dryer cans, there are stuck studs in the pump housing, and to top it off, now they've broken a drill bit trying to get an alignment pin out. I think it's safe to say that the more we work, the farther we get behind.
So, Tom, are you doing this the old-fashioned way just for fun?
What do you mean?
Broken bolts, studs, drill bits, alignment pins, keys? CBG metal disintegration and stud removal can fix all those problems. CBG takes broken and stuck metal out of everything. Heck, they work on submarines, aircraft carriers, power plants, oil refineries, even a one-of-a-kind Ferrari engine, and have removed hundreds of dryer can bolts all over the U.S. I saw on CBGmaintenance.com they took out a 9/64-inch drill bit and removed 2.5-inch studs at a power plant.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me that website address again?
It's CBGmaintenance.com. Bookmark the site and give them a call today. CBGmaintenance.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
If your sales are sluggish and your operating margins are low, you might try spending money. Spending it on any portion of the client experience which may relate to the perceived and actual quality of your products or services. I push this regularly here at Paparitalo Publications. Our objective is to love our advertising clients wholeheartedly. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't. If you think you have a quality problem, the first place to start is by dialing your company's phone. What do you hear? Is it clear, concise, and does it immediately direct your prospects and clients to the places they need to go? Or does it have the dreaded message, "Please listen carefully, for our menu options have recently changed"? I've called many mills and gotten that same message for several years. A couple of decades ago, it became popular to do away with receptionists and replace them with a phone in the lobby and a menu when the main number was dialed. The logic was, of course, cost savings. I had a friend who operated a company and did not do this. I asked him why. His answer was simple. I have people in the back end of this mill who waste more money before noon than a receptionist costs in a month. You may think only suppliers and others who service your company come through the reception area and grow through the gyrations you make them go through to reach the parties they need to reach. You may think that because you are buying from them, it does not make any difference. That is where you would be wrong. For by making your suppliers go through a torturous process to reach the persons they need to reach in your facility, you have told them what level of quality you will tolerate. You can expect them to turn around and provide that same level right back at you. If you haven't guessed, this is Quality Month at Papa Ritalo Publications. I think the place to start is to ask what you think of us. It is hard to criticize someone else when your own house is not in order. Our annual reader survey is open, and by responding to it, you can enter to win $100. For safety this week, we know that safety and quality are linked together in many ways. Yes, there is a safety dividend in building quality into your work. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Papa Ritalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Shutdown. You planned it months in advance, or perhaps it was totally unexpected. For both kinds of shutdowns, the Pro Services Pulp and Paper team will be on the job immediately to get your pulp mill or your paper machine up and running again as quickly and efficiently as possible. For planned shutdowns, our pulp and paper project managers work with you weeks in advance to understand your needs and begin meeting them immediately as soon as the line stops. For those unplanned shutdowns, our full-service team can be instantly on the job with your team to find, understand, and correct all problems. Whether it's a planned or unplanned stoppage, your know-how plus our know-how will get your line up and running again safely and efficiently. Together, we can be ready for your next shutdown recovery or planned maintenance operation. Call us at 269-327-2322 or visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
This column was written by Jim Thompson. It's entitled Inside Quality. I'm Chuck Swan reading Jim Thompson's column for you because Jim's on the road. Jim says this, "Some people may feel that the quality of work they do for tasks within their company, especially when it comes to presentations of general company information, does not have to be of the quality they would put forth to a customer. At one time, I was in this camp. If you're in a large corporate environment, this attitude is certain death, for you have no idea where your presentations may finally land. Wherever it ends up, it's going to be a reflection on you. I have moved to a position where I think this is true even in small companies. If you have a different level of quality in your work, depending on whether it is to be presented inside the company or to a prospect or customer, you are really sending several messages. First, you are sending the message that you have low standards, or you are saying that quality is just for show. I don't live it, I just do it when I have to do it. This can affect the entire culture of your company. There is a famous auto parts retail company that lives this way. It has a regional headquarters near where I live. Rumor has it that working there is an awful experience. Employees treat each other in derogatory ways. The culture is vile and abusive. Yet they're often known for their customer service. In one of my part-time activities, I am a soldier in the Georgia State Defense Force, an all-volunteer part of the Georgia National Guard. We are paid nothing, yet we hold ourselves and each other to very high quality standards. It is our esprit de corps that helps us achieve assigned tasks, whether it is raining, snowing, or 100 degrees in the shade. Quality comes first.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow! Who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
It is important that our inside quality meets the level we expect to demonstrate to our prospects and customers. However, I have seen inside quality corrupted in another way. I have seen senior executives demand that office decor be of the highest level. I once saw a shipment of about 24-drawer wood-faced file cabinets purchased for the executive suite, rejected by the CEO because the grain in the wood paneling on drawer faces did not light up perfectly. China and flatware would have to be procured to feed the CEO when he ate at internal meetings because he would not eat off paper plates, while our company in another facility was making paper plates. Facilities under this CEO's governance had difficulty finding the money to paint their premises, even to repair the roofs, because of false concepts of quality. The bottom line? Quality should be the same everywhere, inside your company and outside your company. Quality should be held to the same standard all over your company, whether it has one employee or 50,000 employees. Quality must not be an attribute that employees think can be turned on or off, depending on time, place, and resources. Apply the same quality everywhere all the time. Your business will thank you for it. What do you think? We would love to hear from you via our quiz this week, which you may take here. Safety always must be executed with high quality in mind. Safe work is quality work, and quality work is safe work. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
This column was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because, again, he's on the road. The column is entitled Other Quality, Part 1. And here's what Jim has to say. Quality comes in many shapes and forms. I want to talk about some of them this week. The first is being on time to meetings. In-person, conference call, web conference call, I don't care. You should be on time. In a physical meeting, that means you are in the room and seated at least slightly before the announced start time. On the phone, call in ahead of time, or if you are to be called, be at your phone waiting for the call. Of course, once in a while, you will be late. However, I think you will agree with me that within the coterie of people with whom you normally interact, you know which ones are chronically late. When I'm in one of my better moods, I think they should be fired. At other times, I think that's too good for them. Morning meetings present some of the most egregious quality violations. If I were ever a mill manager again, I would impose several rules for morning meetings. 1. There would be a box outside the room for all radios, cell phones, and other communications devices. 2. The only interruption I would want to hear would be a fire alarm or tornado siren. 3. Everyone should come with all the paperwork needed for the standard morning meeting. This includes their calendars, unless their calendars are on their phones, in which case those people should at least have in their heads their appointments for the day. 4. No long storytelling. 5. Come to the meeting already knowing the KPIs for the previous day, that is, safety incidents, production tons, downtime, and so forth. We don't have the meeting to learn what these are. We have the meeting to determine what we're going to do next.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E. Master. Tear Master?
I'm going to tear you. Air Master!
Oh, I get it. Air Master.
Yes, Air Master.
But what do they do?
Air Master Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Air Master Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
There is a concept in golf called ready golf. The idea is that you walk smartly up to your ball and are ready to take your shot when it is your turn. It keeps the course from being clogged up. Play your job the same way. There are so many who walk around ignoring these items I categorize as quality issues. You see, quality is not just about physical objects, it's about services, too. At your employment location, at your customer's place of business, you are serving others, even if you are the mill manager. A crisp operation where everyone respects everyone else is one that sets high standards and meets lofty goals. This is the reason the military functions well. They start with the kinds of things I am talking about in this column. In fact, they go several steps further. They start with a uniform. They spend a lot of time on the uniform and what they call customs and courtesies. These are all quality issues and set the tone of quality expected. I have seen a number of military veterans come out of the service, join our industry, and remark about how sloppy and lackadaisical we are. They are correct. Quality starts when you rise from your bed in the morning. What do you think? Let us know by taking our quiz this week. For safety this week, we do practice more quality principles in our safety programs and training than we do in our everyday mill life. We need to find a way to pass these principles on. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you ready to advance your career in the pulp and paper industry? Freeman Staffing specializes in pulp and paper positions and the placement of engineers of all disciplines, from production supervisors and managers, mill managers, maintenance engineers and managers, project engineers and managers, process engineers and managers, to corporate executives, North America wide. Freeman Staffing can help you find the best job opportunity in the industry. Contact Freeman Staffing at 800-221-9629. That's 800-221-9629. Or visit them at www.freemanstaffing.com to look at current opportunities. That's FreemanStaffing.com.
This column is entitled Other Quality, Part 2. It was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because he is again away. Jim says, I was reminded last week of an experience I had in 2009. By request, I had gone to Orlando, Florida to give a safety talk at a conference. On the drive back at 5 o'clock in the morning on the Florida Turnpike, I stopped for gas. As I got out of the car, Fred jumped out and made a run for it. I dove after Fred, fell on the gasoline pump curb, and dislocated my shoulder. So much for a safety talk. Last week, I chided you, dear readers, about being on time for meetings and phone calls. The very next morning, I completely missed a conference call I was scheduled to be on at 8:30 a.m. It was a phone call with one of the employees here at Paparitalo Publications and an outside person with whom we want to maintain a good reputation and a cordial working relationship. So I go forward with trepidation, not knowing what admonition or bit of wisdom I may share here and immediately violate. In the vein of what we discussed last week, let's continue. An area where I think many fall down, especially if they're not used to being in this particular venue, is customer relations. When in doubt, defer to your customer. In line at a buffet, at a conference, storytelling in a casual situation, wherever you are, the customer comes first. This is a quality issue of the first order. Be sensitized to your customer's needs and quirks, and always defer to them. You can do this without appearing overly solicitous. There is a person in our industry who happens to be a customer of mine. I have learned so much from him on these matters. He is a gentleman at all times and in all situations. Every time I think I am getting good at this, the next time I spend a few hours with him, I realize how bad at it I am. The watchword with customers is to anticipate. Anticipate their every need, and in a professional, not groveling way, meet it. One habit I practice on again, off again with customers and prospects is to drop a card in the mail to them after I have seen them, usually from their local post office. Show people you care and your quality will shine through. This column will be a motivator for me to work on making this habit permanent. Many mills have fallen into the habit of maintaining very poor reception areas. In the 1990s, it became popular to eliminate receptionists and replace them with a phone and an internal directory. This was supposed to send a message that the mill was frugal and watching costs. After all, who comes into the reception area except suppliers? I simply hate the word vendors. I'm not selling cotton candy on the Midway. Of course, when the reception area was abandoned, it was completely abandoned. I have seen some that look worse than the maintenance shop at a garbage truck dispatching facility. What message does this send to your suppliers? We don't care about quality, and we don't care about you. What kind of service do you think you receive from suppliers who have to wade through trash? I think you can figure this out. Quality not only starts with your employees, it starts with your suppliers, too. You can't expect quality from suppliers when you send them the wrong message. I've told this story before, but it is worth repeating. One executive I know did not eliminate receptionists from the facilities he operated. I asked him why. He said such an action is only fooling yourself. He said he knew for a fact that before lunch every day, the rest of the people in his mills wasted more money than a receptionist costs in a year. He said he would rather work on that. What do you think? Have I stretched the concept of quality too far? Let us know at our quiz this week. For safety this week, how often do you see instructions for fire and police personnel posted prominently and neatly in reception areas? Despite your liaison work with your local public safety service, don't you think there just might be a time when they show up under extreme conditions and enter through the lobby? Don't you think it would be great to have some instructions for them there? Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 31st of October, 2016. The title, Quality, the Final Act. Time and again, I have seen people conduct themselves in a great manner throughout their career, only to find themselves departing their place of employment in an untimely fashion. I once went to work in a paper mill where this had happened in Moss just before I arrived. The place was a mess. Whole departments had been eliminated, and it looked like the people had only left for a fire drill. Of course, as in all cases, I blame management for this appalling lack of quality standards. For those of us coming in, the departed were faceless, were they to arrive and quiz us on our attitudes toward them, they would have been shocked at our disdain for their conduct. In my very next job, I was charged with moving our offices, and we were a staff company, no manufacturing facilities, from a small rental office space to a large one down the street. Of course, when you move an office, all sorts of things appear on the floor when you pick up the furniture.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Many companies have inventory that they cannot use or cannot count on selling anytime soon. If your company is one of these, that excess or useless inventory is costing you money by tying up storage space, and worse, it is tying up your money. Money that is decreasing in purchasing value. Old inventory is holding your company back from greater opportunities and new ventures. So how can you recover more money out of your excess inventory? A great answer is Stockpiles, a marketplace that connects buyers and sellers. Stockpiles lets you list your for-sale products and materials on its website free of charge, and you control your selling price. Let Stockpiles help you free up your money. Give them a call at 859-445-4920 or visit their website at www.siderolls.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The first thing I had everyone do was clean out their existing furniture thoroughly. This included pulling all drawers out, flashlighting the holes that contained the drawers, and so forth. I saw no reason for us to take with us the deleterious possessions of the last three people who had occupied each desk. And then I assigned a person to make sure, once the furniture and fixtures were gone, to thoroughly clean the place. Yes, he had the help of a cleaning service, but I wanted a direct report making sure it met the standards I had set. In other places, I have seen the single departures. Most of them are done in a most despicable fashion. Such actions make a statement about the individual. A couple of Sundays ago, mid-afternoon, I was driving home from our office in Ohio. On a whim, I called my best friend. "What are you doing?" he replied, helping the mill manager sight clear his office. "Is he okay?" "Oh, yeah, he's okay. He just got promoted, and his replacement is showing up about 5 this afternoon. Wanted to have the things in good shape for him, the new arrival." I thought about this for a couple of minutes and thought about how many times over the years I had had this same conversation with my friend. We go back almost 40 years. I was convinced that office, probably by 4 p.m., would contain no reference to immediate previous occupant, indeed to any occupant that might have been there in the many decades the mill had been operating. So I followed up with, "You know, all the while I've been making a bit of a living writing about this industry, you've made a great living being its janitor." And this is so true. Cleaning up the cobwebs of our industry has rewarded him well. Personally, he has never left an office that had the slightest hint he was ever there. But his effects on the management have been legendary. What does it say about you when in your final act you leave in a snit with a pile of, well, as your legacy? Have a bit of pride in your work and your reputation. Make sure everyone says in your leaving, "There goes a quality individual." Well, what do you think? What have you seen? Take our quiz online this week to tell us about your experiences. For safety this week, your final act may be to uncover some potential safety hazard in your workplace by cleaning it up. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.